No more lobster. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The United Nations Security Council finally got tough with North Korea over the weekend. I've seen the resolution they passed, and it expresses profound concern. It demands North Korea not conduct any further nuclear testing. It decides that North Korea shall suspend its missile program and abandon all nuclear weapons in an irreversible manner. And to make sure that happens, no country is allowed to send North Korea any battle tanks, combat aircraft, attack helicopters, warships, or luxury goods. Food and medicine, okay, but no luxury goods. North Korea can also collect fees for rent, taxes, and insurance. Insurance, I guess that would be their new nuclear hazard insurance, their comprehensive sea of fire policy with the artillery barrage rider. But the luxury prohibition, what's that all about? Well, it appears to be personal, aimed at Kim Jong-il himself, since he is about the only one in North Korea to get luxuries. Yes, soldiers may get non-moldy rice and a fresh armband once in a while, but the caviar, French wine, the cognac, the live lobsters, the shark fin soup, that stuff pretty much goes to Kim Jong-il, who's developing a round little belly that shakes when he laughs like, well, actually in North Korea there's nothing to compare it to because he has the only belly of any size, since everybody else eats bark. We all hope this works, of course, that forcing Kim Jong-il to hang up his lobster bib will be the thing that finally convinces him the cost of going nuclear is just too high. Unless, facing a life without fresh seafood, he figures what the hell, he might as well press the button. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.